Three rough-looking stoats strolled out of the trees. Malbon eyed them suspiciously.
Who are you?
Their leader, a lanky specimen with yellowed, broken stumps of teeth, drew a curved sword from his tattered robe. Grinning nastily, he pointed the blade at them.
Never mind who we are, Melcy. Who are you, and who's your noisy little pal? What are you doing in our woods, eh?
Swallowing hastily, Criculus tried not to look scared.
You'll pardon me saying so, but Mossflower Woods do not belong to any beast. They are free to all creatures.
One of the stoats, a fat-bellied beast with a marked stoop, leaned on his spear, cackling.
Ah-hee-hee-hee! You'll pardon me saying, ain't that nice? How about that, Wiki? Are you going to pardon him or slit his throat? I'll do the job if you like.
He advanced on Criculus with his spear held ready. Malbon stood up and called out indignantly.
Don't you dare! We are creatures of Redwall Abbey.
The third stoat, an undersized vermin with a big single brass earring, whipped out a hatchet, leering nastily.
So what's that to us, eh? Ye shut your mouth or I'll part your ears. Where's your victuals and valuables, quick?
Criculus bravely placed himself in front of his friend.
We don't carry valuables, and we haven't any food. Now leave us alone, I warn you. Some other red wallers will be here any moment. Three big otters and a band of Gowsim shrews.
The one called Wiki shaded a paw across his eyes and leaped about, waving his sword.
Otters, shrews, I don't see any otters or shrews. Do you, mates? Mayhaps they're riding close by.
The spear carrier thought it was all very funny.
Red Waller's coming. Otters and shrews. Who do you think you're fooling, Grandpa? That's the oldest trick in the book. Tell us where your victuals and valuables are and we'll let you go. But no fibbing. Fibs make us angry.
Wiki unwound a long, thin line of greased cord from under his cloak. He made a running noose and lassoed both Criculus and Malbon with an expert cast. In a trice, they were both bound to the tree that they had their backs to. Criculus whispered urgently to Malbon.
Where in the name of seasons have Skipper and Logalog got to? What's keeping them?
Wiki cuffed the old shrew's ear.
Shut your gob! I'll tell you when to talk. Now, I'm going to ask you once more. Where's the valuables and vills?
The wound in Malbon's cheek and the ache in her head was doing little to improve her temper. She snapped sharply.
And I'm telling you once more, vermin, so dig the mud out your ears. There aren't any. Is that plain enough?
The stoat swung his sword, chipping a chunk of bark from the tree, a fraction above Malbon's head. He snarled.
Me next strike will be lower, about where your ears are.
His companion with the hatchet waved him out of the way.
You're not having all the fun, Wiki. Give me a go. Right, old shrew, you tell us.